Welcome to Making a Difference, the latest season of ICMA's Local Gov Life. I'm your host, Erica White. In this season, we'll talk with three local government professionals, an elected official, and a community stakeholder about the way professional management makes a difference in a community's quality of life. For our last episode in the series, ICMA's Michelle Frisby is joined by Chris Clark, Mountain View, California Council member. Chris brings nearly 10 years of combined service to the table as a Mountain View commissioner, council member, vice mayor, and mayor. Today, he represents Mountain View on a number of council subcommittees, as well as regional boards and commissions.
Welcome to Local Gov Life, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris, the city of Mountain View is located in Santa Clara County, California. Tell us a little bit about the community.
Well, Santa Clara County is traditionally considered, I'd say, the heart of Silicon Valley and where Silicon Valley started with a lot of the semiconductor labs, but even prior to that with aerospace. Santa Clara County includes San Jose, which is the 10th largest city in the nation with over a million people. And it ranges all the way down to a whole bunch of tiny towns from Los Altos Hills, Monte Sereno, to Palo Alto, Mountain View, Sunnyvale, and as large as San Jose. So it's traditionally considered the heart of Silicon Valley, or at least the birthplace of Silicon Valley.
What do you, as a resident and elected official, see as the biggest challenge facing Mountain View in the next decade or so?
Having grown up on a farm in the Midwest and seen a very different part of the country, I think our problems and challenges are mostly good problems or challenges to have. I think a lot of communities would be happy to have our challenges. And I think over the next 10 years, it's really going to be about growth and development and land use. So we're a 12 square mile city. We're almost 100% built out. And so the only way to accommodate the influx of folks coming here for jobs is to intensify. Related to that is the cost of housing. We're losing a lot of our lower and middle income workers to areas far outside the Bay Area, and then they're forced to commute in, which creates congestion issues. So I think over the next 10 years, it really boils down to growth and development and land use policies, especially those associated with housing.
Could you take a few minutes to explain how Mountain View city government is currently structured?
We have a city manager form of government. We have seven council members who sort of act as the board of directors. The mayor is elected by the council to serve as effectively chair of the board for that year, but doesn't have any special authority or anything fun like veto power. We just have a seven-member council. It's a professionally run city with a city manager, city attorney, city clerk, who are sort of running the show day to day.
What is the relationship between the city manager and the city council?
We sort of think of it as a board and CEO relationship. So our city manager, from our perspective, effectively runs the city day to day and implements the policy directives of the council. We have a really great relationship with our city manager. I think that's key for any city to run efficiently is, to have a certain level of trust between the city manager and the council, because as we've seen in other cities, if that trust breaks down, then that can create issues. But we've had a really great experience. Kevin Duggan, who was our prior city manager, I think talked about is one of the best city managers in the country. Dan Rich has certainly stepped up to the plate and been a great successor. So we've had a lot of really good luck with our professional management over the years.
In your opinion, Chris, what is the critical difference that professional management contributes to an efficient operation of a local government?
I think the two key things that it offers are, one, it offers a degree of expertise that I think you would be hard-pressed to find amongst five or seven council members. It allows you to, through a competitive hiring process, ensure that you're hiring folks who have the experience and the expertise needed to focus on running a city day-to-day. And I think the other really important aspect of it is it allows you to some extent, remove political biases or any sort of inclination to act on a political basis. So while the council as elected officials might each have their own political views and policy views, at the end of the day, once a majority of the council has agreed to implement a policy, a professional management, you know, sets aside their own personal views and implements that policy day to day. So I think those are the two really key things that professional management offer that perhaps direct management by elected officials would not necessarily offer.
Can you cite one or two specific examples of how professional local government management makes or has made a difference in Mountain View?
One great example is when we went through our last recession, 2008-2009, you know, we had to make decisions about how to cut costs. And to be able to have professional management who know the inner workings and the day-to-day operations of the city and are intimately familiar with it, come in and say, here is a number of different options that you can take in order to put the city on a sustainable path and get us through this recession, ranging from, you know, cutting expenditures to cutting staff to raising revenue, but that's really tough to do in an economic downturn. And then to be able to, you know, have those policy options in front of you and make an informed decision, and they can recommend a path forward too. So I think that was one of the key examples for us is, you know, in really difficult times, you have folks who really know the organization and are generally independent can make, offer you a whole host of solutions with a recommendation, and you can take the recommendation, you can go with an alternative, you can create a hybrid. That is something that's really valuable, especially in a resource-constrained organization.
Before your election to the Mountain View City Council, what, if any, experience had you had with the concept of professional local government management?
I knew that was out there, and I knew that that was sort of the model that several of the cities in this area had adopted. I didn't have any firsthand experience with it. And I think for me, I was really impressed with the level of professionalism, the level of expertise, and the level of commitment that everyone had to the city. And the products they produce in terms of council reports, background information, laying out all the policy options, I was really blown away with the caliber of information and support that staff provides. And I think a lot of folks who join council really feel that way. They have their eyes open in terms of, oh, wow, I was, you know, talking about all those things on the campaign trail, but, you know, staff really does have a handle on a lot of these things and they have long-term plans. That was really eye-opening.
And how has working with a professional city manager affected your work as a member of the city council?
In most cases, it makes it easier. You have one person, you know, the city manager who knows all the department heads, is familiar with everything that's going on in various aspects of the city. And if he or she doesn't necessarily know an answer, can get you an answer to something very quickly. So I think it makes it easier in that sense to be able to obtain information that you need in order to make policy decisions. In some cases, it makes it slightly more difficult because what will happen is they'll give you a whole bunch of really good options that are hard to choose from. And, you know, if you have a really solid professional management like we do, the stuff that makes it to the council level are really only the hard decisions. And everything else is sort of run day to day and handled so that you really only have to deal with the tough questions. So it requires a little bit more thought on your behalf to decide between really good options. But overall, it's certainly a benefit.
Chris, you mentioned your current city manager. Could you tell us who that is again, and then talk a little bit about the particular skills, knowledge, and abilities that that person contributes to the success of Mountain View?
Our current city manager is Dan Rich. He knows the area, the valley, very well, which was really important because you have a whole host of small cities that border one another. And even though they are their own independent municipalities, all need to work together to solve your regional issues. So he comes at this with a really strong background about the Bay Area generally. He had a really great educational background, was at the Kennedy School, really has a lot of expertise in professional management. And then he's also been city manager at some smaller cities in the area, such as Campbell, just down the road. It's been a really great transition from our prior city manager, Kevin, left really big shoes to fill, and Dan has filled them very well, and the handoff that occurred there. One great thing you have about professional management is even when the person at the top changes, you have a lot of institutional memory within the organization. And so the organization keeps going just fine. And there may be changes that are made at the top, but you still have that continuity.
What do you think are some of the most important challenges facing cities in the U.S. these days? We have a new administration, so we know this is somewhat challenging. What are you finding?
The two biggest challenges that I see outside the Bay Area when I travel and go to cities association or League of Cities meetings is two things. One is cities are trying to do a lot more with less. So, you know, regardless about how you feel about the federal administration or your own state administration, in almost all cases, the resources at the federal level and in many cases the state level are drying up. And so cities are being forced to garner our own resources, make more efficient use of those resources. And so that has been really challenging. So, you know, we've had to work much more closely than I think we have in the past with our private employers and with public-private partnerships, those sorts of things, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just a very big shift in the dynamic from what we had previously. And I'd say the second big challenge is the polarized political environment has created a sort of a toxic effect where I would argue that most people respect their local officials more than they respect their state and federal officials, at least in the current environment. But the general partisan environment has a toxic effect on people's view of public officials generally. And even though, you know, everyone jokes about politicians, I think in this current environment, it's a little bit more intense in the sense that people are distrustful of their leaders and question a lot of decisions more. And it makes it more and more difficult for elected leaders to move the ball forward in terms of especially long-term solutions to problems. It's much more tempting in an environment like this to go after the short-term shiny object or short-term fix that will make everyone like them a little more. So I think those are the two big impacts of the current environment.
In what ways do you think a professional or having a professional local government manager administrator can help a community address these issues?
As I mentioned earlier, it helps take some of the political aspects out of the equation. So you have someone with a lot of background and expertise in a particular area who can sit down and look at what your problems or challenges are and provide a host of options that you as a policymaker can choose to implement. Without that, you don't necessarily have as much independent information as you might have. And it also helps to have a more independent set of eyes looking at it who isn't necessarily subject to the political whims of, you know, this particular election cycle.
If you could say one thing to your constituents in Mountain View about the value that professional city, town, and county management brings to a community, what would that be?
We as leaders love to take credit for things, but the truth is that our citizens are very, very happy because they have a very well-run city. And so there are always things that come up and things that we can do better. But at a very high level, we trust that the city's managed well day to day. We're in a good financial position. If there are issues in terms of, you know, needing to adjust finances here and there, there's a plan for that. And so you know that you're doing something right when the biggest complaints that you get are about the little things, which are important, but we could be in a much worse position like some cities are financially where, you know, they don't have time to worry about the little things because they're so focused on fixing large structural issues. So I think the greatest thing that a professionally run city provides is stability and continuity and the knowledge that all the really, really important stuff from finances to personnel, those sorts of things are all taken care of on a day-to-day basis. And the focus can shift to making the community an even better place.
That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. After each episode, join the conversation on social media. Look for the hashtag Making a Difference and use it to share stories about the city, town, and county managers and administrators who make a difference in the quality of life in your community. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast channel to catch up on all seasons of Local Gov Life on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and also on icma.org/podcasts. Please share Local Gov Life on social media, give us a rating, and tell a friend about us. Thanks for listening to ICMA's Local Gov Life.